Suddenly, she took a deep breath.
Ice,
she said. Whirling, she walked to the oak icebox and opened the ice compartment. All that was left was a small lump of ice. She shut the door and bent down to check the drip pan. It was almost full. She dashed out of the kitchen and down the long hall that led to the front porch, then turned right into the living room. She caught a glimpse of her brother Cody working with something in the middle of the floor, but ignored him. Going to the window, she reached up on the wall and pulled down a foot-square card that was marked on different sides in large black numbers, 25, 50, 75, and 100. She put the card in the window with the 100 upright to let the iceman know the size ice block she needed.
Cody, Lainey said, turning to the boy, go empty the drip pan from under the ice box.
Oh, shoot, I'm busy, Lainey. You do it.
Cody Freeman did not even look up. He had a screwdriver in one hand and was assembling some sort of apparatus. At the age of 11, he spent most of his waking hours inventing things. Few ever worked, but he had an unshakable confidence that someday he would be another Edison.
You heard what I said, Cody. Now leave that thing alone. You can come back after you empty the drip pan.
Cody grumbled, but got to his feet. He had the same auburn hair and gray-green eyes as Lainey, and there was a liveliness about him. He hurried down the hall, and by the time Lainey got to the kitchen, he had dragged out the drip pan and succeeded in spilling a widening pool of water on the floor.
You're making a mess, Cody.
Well, dang it, I can't help it if the dumb old thing's full.
If you'd empty it when you're supposed to, it wouldn't get full. Now get it out of here.
I'm going to invent something that'll drain this dadgum old icebox so nobody'll have to carry the dumb water out.
Well, until you do, just take it out. And stop calling everything dumb.